for a while there, I was cured early on in my career of gambling, because that will bring you down. I remember when I was going to college, I got in with a fast crowd, and I got in debt to some bookies. And I'm thinking, my God, I needed $1,000 or they would break my legs. If my father, who had scrimped and saved on the loading dock to send his son Nino to college, found out that I blew a grand that I should have been spending on books and stuff on bookies, I called him up. And I said, Pop, you're not going to believe this. There's a special college course here that can teach our dog to talk, actually say words, and it costs $1,000. Send the dog and a grand, and we will be the hottest thing to ever hit Bayonne, New Jersey. We'll go on to circuit. He sends the dog and $1,000. Stupid me. I figure I could make my money back, and then if I lose that $1,000, now I'm hating life. I call up Pop. He says, hey, how's the dog talking? I said, real good, Dad. Learned it real good, but there's another course. It costs $1,000. Teach the dog to read. Think about that. Then we won't have to, you know, say things. We can just show him what we want him to say, and we'll have the only read and talking dog, but I need another $1,000. Well, he sent it. Now we're getting near the Thanksgiving holiday. Daddy calls me. Can't wait to see you and our walking, talking, reading dog. I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? Then I had an inspiration. I called him up the day we were supposed to come home. I said, Pop, something happened. He said, what? I said, well, the dog was sitting on the toilet reading the newspaper. And he looked up at me and said, boy, I can't wait till I get home to tell your mama how Oscar's been knocking the bottom out of Trixie Hicks. And Daddy said, well, I hope you shot that son of a bitch. I said, yeah, he's dead now.
With Wednesday Live in the studio with the Grease Man on DC 101.